fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of June. The month is more than half over, isn't it? Prepper tip of the day, there's an excellent product my wife, Dr. Moore, found for us, the Moore family. Oh, it's been about 18, 20 years ago, called Sting Stop. Sting Stop. It's homeopathic. You know, you get a wasp sting, a hornet sting, bee sting. You rip some of this on. 2-3 minutes later, you don't know you even had the sting. It's great stuff. Available at Amazon.com. There's several different vendors. Just check out the pricing and the size of the tube, and you can quickly find the best size at the best price. Also, doTERRA does have OnGuard in stock, ready for immediate shipment. OnGuard duplicates what was used in the Middle Ages to protect people from bubonic plague. It's great stuff. I always keep a few bottles handy. And we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. No promise on delivery time. Everybody wants a water filter at the same time. It's kind of ironic how prepping became a national passion over the past 3 months. I am an OnGuard doTERRA dealer, and I'm also a dealer for Berkey water filters. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, it looks like we do not have Mr. Nyquist with us. So we'll go ahead and move forward with, okay, I don't see a notice here. Looks like we do. Jeff, good morning. Hello, Jeff. Take your phone off mute, Jeff. Okay, I'm not hearing any audio here. Jeff, if you're there, you need to take your mute off, please. Okay, still not hearing anything?
No, I'm here.
You're here now. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I was hearing like another show.
Oh,
I didn't. Well, I couldn't hear you. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I was hearing a different show, and I saw I was on hold, and I took it off hold, and then I could hear you.
Okay. Well, that's the nature of live radio, is technical things pop up with no warning. Well, sir, as I've been telling the various people that I have on as guests, we go a week, and a week later, the world is incredibly different than it was a week before, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, there's some very frightening things happening right now.
What's on the top of your list of frightening things, sir?
Well, on Monday, it was reported to me that the communications traffic between China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and Turkey had increased. There was some kind of activity going on involving those countries communicating with each other on diplomatic and military channels.
And why is that? I know why it's disturbing, but tell our audience why it's disturbing and concerning.
Yeah, well, the thing is that it looks like North Korea and Iran are getting ready to do something. Iran, perhaps with Hezbollah, to attack Israel. Of course, there's rumors that North Korea is prepared to move across the DMZ. So we'll have to wait and see. But and of course, the tensions are high throughout Asia. You could say there's a ring of fire, including the India-China border in Kashmir, where I think 45 Chinese were killed yesterday. Well, in a very bizarre incident.
The incident I read about was in the Himalayan mountains, involving Indian.
Yeah, that's where Kashmir is. Yeah.
Kashmir, and apparently both sides, not wanting to start World War III, decided to have troops on both sides be unarmed. So they're using rocks and sticks and iron bars as weapons. And a large number, if not most, of fatalities were men falling or being pushed off of very steep, narrow roads up there and falling to their deaths. It's a hot spot, obviously. We got, I don't know if you'd call India a superpower or not, but they certainly are in terms of population. It's kind of a trade-off who has the most people, China or India. What's your concern about this and where it could be going, sir?
Well, it could be the beginning of kinetic war, which escalates to a general attack on the United States from Russia and China. Surprise attack, a diversionary attack. What the Russians and Chinese could be thinking of doing is starting wars in the Middle East and the Far East to tie us down. If those go against us, the Chinese could attack our fleets in the Pacific. There could be missile strikes against our strategic forces here in the U.S. And the war could begin in earnest.
I don't know offhand what military agreements, alliances, treaties we have with India. They are a trading partner. But I don't know if they're part of CETO. I doubt they're part of NATO. What alliances are? Do we have any obligations to come to the aid of India if they're attacked?
Oh, I don't think India. I think what happened in India is just they're pressuring India to be quiet. I don't think they want to fight India right now. I think that it's Iran and North Korea right now.
Okay.
That's where the problem is. The question is, if there's a massive rocket attack on Israel, if they close the Strait of Hormuz, if they declare a general war against Israel, what happens in the Middle East? What is the result of that?
Right.
The U.S. forces are concerned about the buildup for such an attack now. There are indications it could occur. Same thing in the DMZ, obviously with North Korea. Another Korean War, that would be a big deal. That would involve South Korea and Japan. North Korea is a nuclear power. They have dozens of nuclear weapons. We don't know exactly how many, but it's over 30. And, you know, how would that go? They also have biological and chemical weapons in North Korea. It's a nasty country to go to war with. There could be all kinds of things that happen. There's also in Beijing, they've got a new iteration of the virus that's supposed to be worse. We don't know a lot about it. They're rounding up people in Beijing. And China is there's indications that that China is getting ready for a war. We've seen these indications for many weeks now. So if their little allies, if their little buddies are going to war, and they're going to war, then this could be the big war that they've been planning for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they have been planning in a long time. And, you know, of course, we have the speech given by the top Chinese Ministry of Defense general, basically outlining what they intend to do to conquer the United States and why they want it. They want our land. They want space for their people. And they always have to justify what they're doing by some kind of bizarre interpretation of history. They claim that since Chinese explorers were here before Christopher Columbus, that gives them the right to take everything we got. They really do believe that.
Yeah, it. I mean, there could be some other explanation for the spike in communications traffic between those countries. We can theorize about it, but it's we're in a very dangerous moment. We've got this uprising inside the United States, which is something that you would expect to see before a general communist attack on the United States. You have basically armed communist groups in the center of many of the cities preparing to take over, disbanding or trying to disband or defund the police. So, you know, I imagine how radical they must be, empty the prisons and disband the police. And also, you know, demilitarize are some of the slogans they're carrying. You know, so you can see that this is a fifth column. It's an armed fifth column now. They're mobilized. So they've mobilized their followers in the United States, you could say. So you could say that everything has been mobilized for a war against the United States.
Absolutely. We have our weekly report from Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got 3 to 4 things for Jeff. The first thing I would like to ask for his comment. The other day, I was talking with a relative and some anti-communists who are posted on Twitter and are based in Hong Kong. I have been told that the Hong Kong Student Union are in fact covertly run by the Chinese Communist Party and are used for screening and to recruit students like Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, Joey Su, and Sunny Cheung, who are known Chinese Communist Party assets. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
I'm not sure there is any comment to make. The fact that a student union in Hong Kong would be run by communists, I mean, obviously the communists want to direct as many organizations, even organizations that are ostensibly opposed to them, that they can, and that infiltrating them and taking them over. And this is what we have to be careful about in this country. They've done that here. You know, it isn't just Democratic politicians who are singing their tune. There's also Republican politicians who sing their tune.
Mitt Romney comes to mind. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the late John McCain.
John McCain. Talk about a Manchurian candidate. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Alex, what else you got for us this morning?
And the second thing is I'm not sure if Jeff is aware that Mike Pompeo is currently in Hawaii. I think he's meeting with the Chinese delegation today. And apparently Hong Kong is an important topic with the Chinese delegation. And I'm not sure if Mike Pompeo might be able to stop the Chinese communists from taking Hong Kong back into the mainland early.
I think that the Chinese communists have done in Hong Kong, and they're doing it here in the U.S. And if we can recognize, you know, Mike Pompeo wants to bring, 100,000 Chinese from Hong Kong here And if the student union and these other groups are controlled by the communists, how many of the so-called student activists they bring over here would just be adding to the power of the Black Lives Matter movement and the communists here that are trying to disrupt our country from within? We can't allow people into the country who we don't know who's really controlling them. We got this naive assumption that because they demonstrated in Hong Kong against communism, that they're actually anti-communist. You know, Antifa was demonstrating in Hong Kong, and they were looting and burning things. Sounds familiar.
Right.
Was that a,
right.
You know, it's like, this is what has concerned me. It's funny that it almost was like Hong Kong was a test run. See how these tactics would work against a country. You know, Hong Kong has a different system. It has had the British system. Well, not really anymore, but see how that could cope with this kind of street violence. Well, they didn't cope very well. And we're not coping well here now.
Okay, Alex.
To also add what Keith was saying about Antifa, I have been told by a Hong Kong police officer who still works with the Hong Kong police force, I was told Antifa in Hong Kong was involved in attacking the police station and the police officers in Hong Kong during the protest. And one police officer apparently is now paralyzed permanently because a Antifa person slit his throat. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Well, just think how many police officers have been injured, how many Secret Service officers have been injured by mob violence since the beginning of the month.
Oh, and another, the fourth thing I would like to let Jeff know, the Hong Kong national security legislation is now official, and apparently, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it, the Ministry of State Security is now, once the national security law takes place, they are allowed in Hong Kong, and they are allowed to operate in Hong Kong as well. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment.
National security laws are allowed to operate? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, okay. The national security law, which was recently passed by the National People's Congress,
mm-hmm.
is going to allow the Ministry of State Security more assist and powers in Hong Kong. And apparently they are allowed to set up a branch in Hong Kong as well. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Well, that's just integration with the mainland. Once the secret police have been operating there, you know, on the quiet, now they can operate in the open there. This is a measure that, by the way, you would think that China would do before a war. It would bring Hong Kong back under their discipline. You know, they bring it into their discipline. And this is what they've done. This is why when Alex has mentioned this before, it has their, you know, Hong Kong is kind of a jewel of the Orient. Why would the Chinese communists take it down? It's to their advantage. They make money off of it. Does that mean the idea of making money is no longer uppermost in the Chinese communist mind? Does that mean their NEP, their new economic policy, their mimicry of Lenin, their pretense to be capitalists is over? That they're now coming openly against us? It may be that that's what all this means.
That's all I have, Chief and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Alex, thank you for your call. As always, we look forward to hearing from you soon. The perspective Alex brings to the table is very important, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of June. Nothing like climbing into bed with luxurious 1,800 thread count sheets. That's what you get if you help my grandson's football team get the sheets as a fundraiser. These boys need equipment to be safe on the field. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And your most recent article published June 9th is titled The Tarantulas. Here's the beginning statement here. A quote from Friedrich Nietzsche. Is that how you say it?
Nietzsche.
Lo, this is the tarantula's den. Wouldst thou see the tarantula itself? Here hangeth its web. Touch this, so that it may tremble. All right. what's the point you're wanting to make in your article that you wrote on and published there, Jeff?
Well, Nietzsche's describing the revolutionaries that we're seeing right now. He calls them the tarantulas, and they have a poisonous bite, and they're... their bite is for revenge. They're all about envy and revenge, and they spin their webs, and they're involved in trying to spin their revolution. And he warns against the revolutionary vengeance of the spiders, of the tarantulas. They're preachers of equality, but you have to beware of them because they're basically evil.
And approximately when was this written, sir?
The 1880s. It was in a book called Thus Spake Zarathustra, and it's a book full of metaphors. He basically makes everything into a metaphor, and he attempts to explain the world and where it's headed. And of course, he sees that the tarantulas are coming. He sees that the socialists are coming to take over, and he warns about the destruction that they're going to bring.
And he was a French citizen writing about the French communists, basically.
He was German. Nietzsche was a German philosopher. German. He was a philologist, technically. He became ill. He couldn't teach anymore, so he started writing books. And he would live in remote areas and where he could get cheap rent. He was forced to retire at a very young age. I think he was in his 30s. And he wrote these very interesting books in which he said that Western civilization was basically coming apart. And he could see it, but that nobody could see it yet, that we were headed for a real trouble. He's the one who wrote the parable of the madman about God being dead, but where people always get it wrong is he didn't say God is dead. Simply, he said, God is dead and you are the murderers of God. Uh-huh. And he basically said that we have basically betrayed our own Christianity. And he says various ways. How he became famous was that a Danish professor saw a similarity between Nietzsche and Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard very famously was a Christian writer who wrote about how Christians had betrayed their own faith. And there was a very great similarity between what Nietzsche wrote and what Kierkegaard wrote. And it was of great concern in the 19th century because people were more serious about Christianity then. And of course, it would be very hard for people to believe that we have reached this present point. You know, if you told somebody 70 years ago that Americans were going to be talking like this and acting like this. But here we are. And very deep thinkers have seen that we were headed this way, that this
absolutely.
Just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, his observations are certainly worth taking note of, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, there's the very smartest people 120, 30 years ago, people like Jacob Burckhardt, Swiss historian, people like Joseph Schumpeter. There's a whole number of them, Vilfredo Pareto, William Graham Sumner, the American sociologist. They all saw this coming, and they all had different ways of describing it. But they saw that we were succumbing to something. We were beginning to give in to the wrong ideas, and that was going to potentially bring Western civilization down.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing that these observations were made 120, 140 years ago. Was the opposition at that time the communists also?
Well, Marx had made his appearance, and the communists existed, and there had been the Paris Commune, in the 1870s. So there had been some indication of communism coming. But of course, the societies were stable and strong, both in Europe and the United States. World War I had not happened yet. The disaster of the demoralization of Western civilization had not occurred, which World War I was very much a part of.
Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
More here on Wednesday, the 17th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have some new things posted. We got a study coming out of Europe about the true nature of COVID-19. It's basically the flu. That's what it is. It's the flu. The death rate's about the same as the normal flu that we have. How about that? That'll be posted under number one. Under the COVID updates before the day is over. Also, my website, something will help you under products. If you've got arthritis pain, and I know many of you do, if you've got arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, you need an energy cleaner. It will help you. Almost everybody with arthritis pain gets relief from the energy cleaner. The tiny percentage who don't, unfortunately, well, for them, I take care of them also with a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can't go wrong. You want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? You also need an energy cleaner. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with them. You'll be very glad you did. You'll be very glad once you got it and get it set up. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa to get your energy cleaner. You can send me a check. My address is right there. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day to get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. Here's that toll-free hour line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Jeff become quite the prolific writer the past year or so. The most recent article is something that you need to read and go back into the archives. And, of course, his books are listed for sale at Amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the search box at Amazon, and you'll get to see his books and make your choices. And I do encourage you to get his books and read them. Well, Jeff, when I say I believe you should have your own workstation in the West Wing of the White House advising the president on the international communist conspiracy, I'm not being flippant when I say that. That's how much I regard you and your expertise. And you've been at this a long time, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, since I was in graduate school 33 years ago when I first started to understand this stuff. And there's a gradual learning process, but I realized that our society had taken a wrong turn, that we were educating the children wrong, that the government was deluding itself. I believe the Reagan administration was largely deluded, and that the Soviet Union was going to fake its collapse, that the right. communists were, they basically, if they'd taken over education and the colleges, a lot of the universities and especially the schools in the country, and were dictating the curriculum when Reagan was president.
Right,
You have to imagine that there was a huge mistaken notion of where we were and how well we had done against communism.
Absolutely. Well, some very bad anti-gun legislation was passed and signed by President Reagan, also banning the import of many excellent rifles from around the world. Reagan was a good president. I think he got snookered, and there's a lot of evidence to show that after the assassination attempt, that he woke up and smelled the coffee, and he was more agreeable to the New World Order, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I think the problem is as we see with the current president, is that one man is not enough. And there weren't enough Reaganites in the administration. There were mostly bureaucrats, career bureaucrats.
Right.
This is, you know, when you read Konstantin Mengis' book, Inside the National Security Council, which is largely about Reagan's second term, where Mengis went from being the head of the Latin American division of the CIA to being at the State Department doing the same thing. He recounted from the inside, the whole Iran-Contra scandal, the way that people were working against, why the Secretary of State was working against Reagan. He said that basically the people who had supported Reagan, who were in the administration, had basically left by the end of the first term. They were largely discouraged because the permanent government, the bureaucracy in Washington, the swamp, as we call it now, had stymied many of the things they were trying to do. I mean, we never developed Star Wars. We never developed ballistic missile defenses that Reagan had envisioned. We've got a system that can stop, North Korean missiles, but I don't think they can stop Russian or Chinese missiles.
Right.
So what was that? And Reagan ended up buying into perestroika and going to Red Square and hugging Gorbachev. He was not well served by his advisors or the people in the establishment. And it was the establishment that just took over after him. George H.W. Bush carried it on and did it his way, the establishment way, after Reagan left office.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's basically what you have is you have one man who has a vision, but it's not shared by the powers that be. It's not shared by the bureaucrats. It's not shared by the members of Congress, the majority in Congress, not shared by the media. And so the impact you have is that you have a positive impact on the country. But in time, you just... you didn't change the system. You didn't change the direction that the system was taking us. It was still going to move in the same direction. I, I think I saw one analysis of the Reagan administration that government was growing by 16% a year before Reagan. He came in, he slowed it to 8% a year, and then afterwards it started to pick up again. But what they did in the 1990s is they basically expanded the government at the expense of its main function, which was defense. So they basically started to give more benefits to people, and you know, this was the peace dividend, right?
Right.
We're going to finance the people now who are rioting in our cities. I mean, we finance the communists, basically. Yeah, I mean, that's what defunding the police. Who's going to get the money? The communists. Communist gangs are going to get the money.
Well, I believe we've talked about this briefly before. That was it Khrushchev or Lenin that said the capitalists will sell them the rope that they will hang us with.
Yeah, that was Lenin. Yeah.
And, well, of course, in this case, we're not selling them rope. We're giving them the rope.
Yeah, we're even loaning them the money to buy the rope. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in, and right now, yeah, we're in this country, in terms of what we're seeing in the Twin Cities, I mean, 1,500 buildings damaged or destroyed by the rioting. And who's being prosecuted for it? Why has the Justice Department not issued warrants of arrest for the people who conspired to make these events happen? They were
absolutely
practically doing it on YouTube. You know, here come in this. I know journalists who sat in on the calls, oh, we're going to go and burn this and loot that. You know, they're actual calls. The New York Times says, oh, this is not substantiated. There's no left-wing groups behind this. Are you kidding? What are the news hounds of the New York Times doing? Have they not been in on those calls where the communists are saying, go burn this, go loot that, go create a mob here? Do they think these looters appeared in out of the mists of night from political apathy? I don't think so.
No, hardly. Hardly. These are what's going on in Minneapolis and other cities is very well organized, very well orchestrated, with men and women who've been recruited, trained, equipped, and paid for by the communists and George Soros, correct?
Yeah, I heard an activist here interviewed, and he said, yeah, he got all of his money from George Soros. He got a check with George Soros' signature on it.
Right, right. Well, a friend of mine has actually seen the check stubs up in Ferguson. He was in my Monday guest, Sam Andrews. He was the field commander of the Oath Keepers in Ferguson for the 2 weeks that they protected property up there against the communists. And
yeah.
He interviewed one of the protesters who proudly showed the check stub from George Soros.
Yeah. Soros should be arrested. He should be tried for sedition, using money to pay for mobs that burn things and loot things and beat people. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's a crime in this country. But you know, the way General Flynn is treated is very different from the way George Soros is treated. You can commit sedition, treason, you can burn cities down, but they're not going to prosecute you. But if you're an advisor to President Trump who knows who the enemy is, knows that the Russians and Chinese are enemies, that the communists are enemies, oh, then you have to be put in jail. They'll trump up anything on you. This is where we have arrived. This is why we're in such grave danger. Doesn't matter how many nuclear weapons you have if this is the way your system works.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. You know, this is almost unbelievable, don't you think? That here, you said Sam Andrews seen the check stub, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I picture in your head, if you will, taking a check to the bank with Soros paying, and some local bank is cashing a check for paying you for working. Here's what's going on, guys, whether or not we want to admit it or not. We are in the middle of an declared civil war, but the government will never tell you that these people that are conducting this, they're not peaceful protesters. They're not even violent protesters. They are anti-American, either ignorant or stupid. puppets that are conducting a civil war on America. And if it really ever came to the knowledge, if people could ever get it through their thick skulls, there would be a violent war today. The government can't allow that to happen because people aren't prepared for what comes with war. This is America. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. It will never come here. That's the mindset of people. No one is prepared. We're watching on the news all of this injustice, not realizing that Shakespeare was correct. That line from As You Like It that says, all the world's a stage and the men and women are merely the players. This is theater. Not only is it theater of the mind, it's live theater. That's why you've got a news program that presents it to you and sells you fear. That's why you've got a government organization like the Democratic National Committee and the Republicans. But for the most part, this Act Blue that I told you about yesterday, John, is siphoning money to the DNC so that they can get their people that no one wants the money to try and defeat Trump, who, in my humble opinion, is not a whole lot better. This is all a game. It's good cop, bad cop. It is a Hegelian dialectic. It's the Delphi technique. We've all got to come to a consensus that America has been a home that's been unjust to so many people. I am really to the point where if it's going to happen,
oops,
let's get it.
Did we lose John?
Are you still there? You're at what point,
John? I'm interested in hearing your comments. How can we blame the Chinese? How can we blame the Russians when it's our own leadership in Washington that is committing crimes of what I consider to be the most egregious magnitude, and the American people are so stupid that they can't see it, and when they do see it, they're so afraid with no backbone that they won't call it what it is. It's an overthrow of this government through, so far, a silent, bloodless coup that is becoming bloody in the streets.
All right. All right. Well, let's get a response here. We're almost out of time.
Yeah,
how can we blame
course,
the Chinese and Russians? Jeff, that's
well, the Chinese and Russians are part of the same communist system that's taking over through the streets. Communism is a worldwide movement. It exists in every country. It's a new form of belief. It's a new system, and it wants to take over the world. And so we're the last big obstacle to that takeover. When we let them into our schools to educate our children, we were basically handing the keys to the kingdom to them because they could create it. They've educated two generations now. They've filled the bureaucracy. Everybody that goes to college, you know, they get a job. Everybody in the bureaucracy has come from college. So now we've got these people indoctrinated. They think they know what the truth is. They're educated in an anti-American way. It's called active measures. The Russians invented it. If you read the Russian strategic literature, everything is about guiding public opinion in the West so that we turn against ourselves and so that we're defenseless. It's a new form of intellectual warfare in which they use our own lack of intellectual vigilance against us. They've done it. We've actually accepted their ideas, and now we're going to fall because of it.
Jeff, with all due respect, when you're pointing to Russia and you're pointing to China, and we're trying to fix Russia and China, the problem for us right now is not Russia and China. It's D.C. It's Seattle. It's Lansing. It's Nashville. It's Tallahassee. It is the government.
Well, I'm not saying that the problem is just Russia. Russia is going to launch nuclear weapons, and China is going to invade with an army. That's going to finish us off. But it's all the above. It's communism is everywhere. It's not just in Russia and China are the military ends of the communist power. The communists have infiltrated Washington. That's why we have this problem. It is a communist problem, and that is what it is. And people can try to describe it any other way they want, but that's what it is. It's Marxism. It's communism. If you read Karl Boggs's Gramsci's Marxism, it's very clear. He says that we're going to use egalitarianism to push the United States into communism.
When did he write that book, Jeff?
Carl Boggs?
Because there was a letter. There was a letter that was written in the 1800s by Albert Pike to Mazzini, where he outlined three world wars, and so far he has nailed it to a T. This is not Russia and China. This is Freemasonry. This is the Illuminati. This is people that are bent on destroying.
I'm going to disagree with you there. Look, Freemasonry has certain. Freemasonry has ideas, some ideas in common with the communists, but these are not the Freemasons doing it. This is the communists doing it. And Mr. Stalin and Mr. Lenin, and Xi Jinping are not taking orders from the Freemasons. I'm sorry.
Well, can I ask you a question? And you can tell me the truth or not tell me the truth. I've got family that are Masons.
John, hold that thought. John, hold your thought. We got a break. We'll be right back after the break. Hold on.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. I'm J.R. Moore here with Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog. We're almost out of time here, John. Kind of summarize
okay.
What you're... I'll finish up
really quick. Jeff, I'm not angry, so if I appear to be angry, I apologize. I'm not angry. I'm so frustrated. Let me ask you just 2 more questions. Do you consider that a man that would lie to you to be a moral person, is that a good character trait, yes or no?
No, but it's basically proven true that just about everybody lies every day if you actually
okay,
studied
so
the subject of lying.
Moral act. So let me ask you this, Jeff, and pardon me? Are you?
I just agreed. It's not a good thing. No, lying is not good.
Are you Freemason?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's kind of it's kind of, you know, it's kind of to think that someone disagrees with you on this subject and that would make them a Mason. You see, that's not really the way we should think about things.
And I'm not saying that it makes you a Mason, Jeff. What I am trying to
No, I know what you're saying. But you see, there's
if this book was written by this guy that you said wrote this book, and it was written after Albert Pike wrote the letter to Mazzini, which is in the 1880s, I believe, where he outlined three world wars, and we're in the middle of the third one right now.
Yeah, by the way, this idea was not...
Give credence.
Look, this idea was around...
Give credence.
Listen, John, this idea of there being world wars was actually in Nietzsche's writings. And that the idea that there would be this monstrous dictatorships coming in the 20th century, that was talked about by people, by historians, by people who were very smart, who'd read a lot of history. And there is this thing, these coincidences. There is this one program, for example, in which they talk about this number, what is it, 846 in the Twin Towers and in the killing of George Floyd, talking about, well, it's Illuminati signaling everybody because at 846, the first plane hit the tower. Well, the thing is that you got to read philosophers. There are precognitive awareness. People do have awareness of things before they happened. There are books on this. Carl Jung wrote a book on synchronicity based on Arthur Schopenhauer's essay on meaningful coincidences. People do have insights and foresights. There are prophecies that were given by shepherds, you know, people who are just shepherds, people who were farmers back in previous centuries about future world wars. People who are involved in the hold on, John. The Masons are involved in the occult, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And people who are involved in the occult can have precognitive information, can't they? Right?
Where do they get it from, Jeff? That's the whole thing. They're getting it from satanic influence.
Yeah, but that doesn't
finish now because we're running short.
We're out of time, gentlemen.
So he had intent.
We're out of time, gentlemen. Thank you, John, for the call. Jeff, have a great next week. It's been a fun
thank
hour.
You.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never ever hear of guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.